The title for today's study is Blow the Trumpet. I feel very privileged that during my teenage years to have been led by God to meet a number of godly men and women who were divinely put in my path to mentor and teach me in the ways of God in order to fulfill the plans He had for my life. One of those people who I got to know was a missionary from Brazil by the name of Fred Smith. I was so inspired each time Mr. Smith visited my home. Something inside me told me this is the life I should seek to attain. The apostle reminds us in Hebrews 13 verse 7, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." Though the Apostle Paul said to the young Christian Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:10-11, "You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, sufferings. What kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecution I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them." We as Christians can learn so much from our peers, but with all the failings of being born into a sin-stricken world, we cannot look to no other than Jesus as our prime example. We read in 1 Peter 2, 22-25, "He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep gone astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." We also read in 2 Corinthians 2:14 and 15, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphant procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." I carefully observed the many parts of Mr. Smith's lifestyle and character, and with pride, knowing he had a faith that spoke volumes to me, not just in what he said, but just by being who he was, as well as by example. Fred Smith was large in stature, and he had a strong, charismatic character and strong in faith. He was a former concert pianist with hands like shovels. When we were travelling in the car, he brought with him his concertina and would lead us in songs of worship as we travelled to our destination. He had great command of the Bible. He knew where to find a verse when he wanted to illustrate or back up what he was saying, and he lived it out. On one occasion while on mission, he faced death while protecting his family. Whoever he met, his prime ambition was to share the gospel. He had that gift of forming and leading a conversation to share the gospel to his listeners. Yet there was a gentleness and a childlike manner, together with a rich spirituality, that would impact anyone as he began to relate the gospel to them. He most certainly had a great influence on my life. I learnt many lessons from him. I vividly remember him giving a sermon one evening which contained three different sets of Bible verses. These verses had great influence on me over my life and ministry. One of these verses was from Jeremiah 6:15-17. "Are they ashamed of their detestable conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, saith the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. In these Bible verses, there are three distinct phrases that need our careful consideration at this particular time. The first phrase is, stand at the crossroads. The second phrase is, I appointed watchmen. And the third phrase is, listen to the sound of the trumpet. So let us consider the first phrase, stand at the crossroads. Jeremiah, who wrote these verses, had been sent by God to warn the Israelites if they did not turn back to him, great suffering would follow. Consequently, the Babylonians besieged Jerusalem and captured most of the Israelite population, taking them back to Babylon, where they would experience enforced lockdown for 70 years. Like the Israelites who turned their backs on God, an evil, invisible microbe is multiplying rapidly, resulting in over one-third of the world on lockdown. We hope for only a few weeks. It has been permitted by God to show he is in charge. He has lovingly wanted mankind to turn back to follow him. Many folk are now at the crossroads, not knowing which way to turn. Notice what the rest of the phrase says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. It would be a wake-up call for the Israelites, having been captured, losing control of their everyday activities, no freedom to do what they wanted. Suddenly their everyday lives have been cut short. Their life suddenly comes to a halt. They will have to consider which way to go, by looking back, reflecting on where they are, then observing their future, and deciding how to move forward. For those who may not as yet have met Jesus as Saviour, it is their opportunity to look and ask for the ancient path. Jesus himself said in Matthew 7:13-14, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Jesus also said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Notice what the final part of the phrase says, and you will find rest for your souls. If you have never read the Bible, the Gospel of John is a good place to start. When we know Jesus, he will be living in our soul. We will find rest. Jesus said in John 14:26-27, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Let us now look at the second phrase. I appointed you watchmen. Back in the Old Testament, many times Israelites turned their back on God. As well as Jeremiah, God also sent the prophet named Ezekiel to warn the Israelites what would happen if they did not turn back to him. Let us read from Ezekiel 33:1-7. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, when I bring the sword against the land, and the people of the land choose one of their men and make him their watchman, and he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people, then if anyone hears the trumpet but does not heed the warning, and the sword comes and takes their life, their blood will be on their own head. Since they heard the sound of the trumpet but did not heed the warning, their blood will be on their own head. If they had heeded the warning, they would have saved themselves. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people and the sword comes and takes someone's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. This is a word for God's people today, including leaders. In the days of Jeremiah and Ezekiel, in each city, there would be watchmen on the walls of the city, on watch, to warn the people of danger if there were anyone approaching to besiege their city. God was warning the watchmen if they did not warn the people of danger, they would be accountable. Today, we as leaders are also accountable and need to teach and sound out warnings of impending danger. In James 3:1-3 we read, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." We also read back in the Old Testament how the spiritual shepherds of Israel were neglecting the people. We read in Ezekiel 34:1-3, "The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, woe to you shepherds of Israel who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock." In the New Testament, we read how Jesus vehemently rebuked the Pharisees for talking the walk, but not walking the talk. Jesus attacking the Pharisees in Matthew 23:13-15 said, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let them enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when you have succeeded, you make them twice as much a child of hell as you are." In contrast, Paul again encourages young Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:10-12 we read, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you were made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Today we need watchmen on the wall. We need to be alert and be ready, reading what is happening all around us and right across the globe. We should also be reading our Bibles to know what God has prophesied and what he is saying and doing at this very time. We as shepherds of God's flock need to be teaching the church and warning everyone of why so many things are happening at this time, including the imminent return of Jesus and the impending judgment about to come on this world. But also encourage the church and prepare the church for the imminent great gathering of souls that are already searching and waiting to hear the good news of salvation. Now let us look at the third phrase, which says, "Listen to the sound of the trumpet." In the Old Testament, the trumpet was used to sound out a signal or give a warning to the people. While the Israelites were wandering in the desert for 40 years, God instructed Moses to sound the trumpet. While we may be the watchman on the wall, we may recognize what God is doing, but we must not hold what we know to ourselves. We need to proclaim what and why things are happening around the world. The trumpet, or shofar, which is made from a ram's horn, is mentioned many times in the Bible. Let us read what instruction God gave Moses for the Israelites to do. In Numbers 10:1-10 we read, "The Lord said to Moses, make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together and for having the camp set out. When both are sounded, the whole community is to assemble before you at the entrance to the tent of meetings. If only one is sounding, the leaders, the heads of the clans of Israel, are to assemble before you. When a trumpet blast is sounded, the tribes camping on the east are to set out. At the sounding of a second blast, the camp on the south are to set out. The blast will be the signal for setting out. To gather the assembly, blow the trumpets, but not with a signal for setting out. The sons of Aaron, the priests, are to blow the trumpets. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you and the generation to come. When you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets. Then you will be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemies. Also, at your times of rejoicing, your appointed festivals, new moons, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, and they will be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. These are three clear instructions God gave to Moses. The trumpet was sounded them for calling the community together and for having the camp set out. It was only the sons of Aaron, the priests, are to blow the trumpet. The trumpet was sounded when you go to battle. Then finally the trumpet was sounded also at the time of rejoicing. Notice who were instructed to blow the trumpets. There was a very clear chain of command. God was the one who gave Moses instructions, which Moses passed on to the priests. In these testing times, our leaders need to be calling their flocks, our pastors and ministers, encouraging them and showing them direction. We need to be looking at our spiritual leaders to be giving us a clear signal as to which way God is leading this people and the world. We are shepherds, and leaders need to be preparing the flock for what God is about to do. But let us not forget the important things to do. It is to praise our God for what he has done by dying on the cross to win us back to himself. Then to praise God for what he is doing now. Then through this pandemic, folk will be seeking him, turning their hearts around and following him. But then, what he is about to do in the future, as we wait for his return to take us home, after the mighty and gathering of souls into God's kingdom. As I draw this devotion to a close, I'm reminded of that lovely song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." The last verse says, "When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne." In spite of all that is happening around us, what a future awaits the children of God, because the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4, 15-17, "According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever." As we stand at the crossroads and look, when we see what is happening all around us, by digging into the Word of God and reading what God is doing and about to do, let us heed the words of Jesus in Luke 21:28. "When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Amen.